Bhakti Bhava Puri Maharaj and His Holiness Bharati Maharaj and all the present devotees, he's made some very interesting points. Today is the disappearance day of His Holiness Divine Grace Bhakti Pragyan Keshavji Maharaj. Now this day, this is Sar Purnima. This is the day that Krishna performed the Rasa dance. So just think of what an important day, and this particular day in the evening, I think Maharaj told before that in the evening time that this Divine Grace entered into the unseen Leela, Aprakat Leela. So this particular month of Kartik is a very special month. He said in this month, so many things have happened. That Mother Yasoda, she tied up Krishna in this month. The Rasa Leela was going on in this month. The gopis were worshipping Katyayani in this month. Also in this month, the Krura took Krishna and Balaram, brought them here to Mathura in this month. So many different... I told that one. Radharani also tied Krishna in this month. This is the month of Damodar. This is a very, very special holy month. And the ruling deity of this month is none other than Srimati Radharani. Because she is known as Urjeshwari. Urja means Shakti. Of all the Shaktis, of all the whatever energies are there, that's Lord Krishna's Ladini Shakti, that is Srimati Radharani. She is the chief of all of those energies. So this is, therefore she is known as Urjeshwari, and this month also known Urjavrat. This is a very, very special, he also made some very interesting points that even in the first sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, this point is also made there, Tejo Parimidam, that Tejo, that Shakti, that of course means Radharani, in our Gayatri Mantra, Bhargo Deva Siddhach, shining, that Shakti, that is also Srimati Radharani. So this is very, very that important month that is ruled over by Srimati Radharani. And he told that Srila Keshav Maharaj was very particular about following Chaturmasya because he said His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, he was also very careful about following this Chaturmasya. In fact, he specifically said that Keshav Maharaj always insisted that they put the picture of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada during the Chaturmasya. We have seen, the picture is here, where he's got the beard of Chaturmasya, because he was very much following this. So he's saying, anybody who doesn't follow this, then there must be something wrong. He's not following the line of Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada. He had always insisted on putting this particular picture. So this is a very, very, very special time, Chaturmas. And in Chaturmas, this Kartik Vrat, it is the most special time. So then he began to describe some of the ecstatic and forceful preaching activities. Sometimes there were some people, he was saying that, main thing of course was Guru Nista. He was saying that, I do not know who is Lord Ramachandra, I do not know who is Krishna, I do not know Ramanujacharya, I do not know any of these people. For millions of lives, even in that time of Ramchandra, I was running around here in this material world. He didn't do anything for me. Since that time, I'm just running here. Ramchandra didn't help me. Lord Krishna didn't help me. No one helped me. No one. I don't even know Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I don't know anyone. Only Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Siddhanta has helped me. Only I know him. Only I worship his lotus feet. I don't know anybody else. Nobody else has. Only he has opened my eyes and saved me. And he had very much, he was completely the strict follower of Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, and anybody who tried to become the Virodhi, anybody who tried to criticize Bhaktisiddhanta, he immediately smashed him like anything. There was one fellow named Sitanath, and he was making so much propaganda that these Gaudiya people, they don't know anything about Madhuras, they cannot taste this rus, they're completely juiceless, they don't know anything about Madhuras, they cannot taste, they don't know anything about Madhurya, they don't know anything about Radha Krishna, there's no way they can taste any of these things. He was just making horrible propaganda like this. He was a disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. But he completely smashed them. He went there, he even made court case against them in Bindapur. Said, I will bring them to court and I will show them by Praman that they're completely sahajiyas and they're useless people. They're just speculating at the speed of mind. They're completely useless. I will bring them in the court. And they're very much afraid because of this court case. Immediately they came and they fell down at his feet and offered and begged forgiveness from him. Please, we are sorry for all of these bad statements we have made against the Prabhupada. Yeah, then in Navadvipa Prakrama, they came to one place, I can't remember which place he said, but at that time, all of the Sahajiyas and the Smartas and the caste Goswamis, they were very much upset, specifically because he was proving that the real Mayapur was exactly where Bhaktivinoda Thakur said it was. And he was preaching very strongly against these people, just that they're just taking the shalagram like a nutcracker. They're just doing official worship. He was very criticizing them. So they all got together and they decided to kill him. He was in one village on the Trikama. And they had gathered many, many gundas and they were going to kill him. They made some... So Keshav Maharaj, he had so much faith and respect. He was ready to give his life for his Guru Maharaj. So although Bhaktisiddhanta was always wearing this saffron cloth, and Keshav Maharaj, he was always wearing white cloth, they look, if you see the picture, you will see today, they're somewhat similar appearance. So he told Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, you just take my cloth, and I will take your cloth. So dressing in the saffron cloth of Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, he left that meeting. And all of the people, they went chasing after him with sticks and stones to kill him. Somehow or other, by Krishna's grace, by Srila Prabhupada's grace, he was able to escape. And in this way, the Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, in the white cloth, he went off in another direction and he was saved. This is the type of Guruness. He was ready to lay down his life for his Krishna Master. Also here in Mathura, when Srila Keshav Maharaj came here to preach, one time the Marga Sampradaya, they made some very disparaging comments about the Gaudiya Sampradaya, that they have no Sampradaya, and in fact they are actually our disciples, because he said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the disciple of Keshav Kashmiri, and so many things like this. He also took them to court, and he began to print in Gaudiya Patrika that there's no such person as Deepakacharya, that nobody has mentioned his name. Neither Viswanath Chakravarti, neither Jiva Goswami, nobody. Maharaj said when this news came to him, this article came, he said he became lal, that means he became red hot with anger. And he began to print in Gaudiya Patrika all these things, that there's no such person, neither Jiva Goswami, neither Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, nor Ramanujan, nor anybody has ever written about such a person. He said they have written about one person called Nimbaditya. And then he took them to court, and the judge told the Nimarka Sampradaya, look, you better watch out, he's very powerful. If this case goes on, you will lose everything. Maybe you just beg forgiveness and forget about the hush up this whole thing. So they immediately came, they took beg forgiveness, if you're sorry we said all these things, and just finished this case. So, another time, Father Maharaj had called some meeting in Vrindavan, and Ramakrishna people had come, and Keshav Maharaj, he stood up, he said, these people are all are bogus. He said, this Vivekananda, Vivek means one who has discrimination. But if you change it, also be Vivek, means he has no discrimination. These are all Vivek. They have no discrimination. He has no brain whatsoever. And they're just goodness in the robe of sadhus. And they don't know what is sadhu. They don't know anything. They all ran to Madhav Maharaj to stop this guy from saying all these things. Madhav, he's my senior. What can I do? If you go to him, he will even speak more, so you better just be quiet. This way, he was fearlessly, he gave so many examples, we don't have much time. Anyway, some of these examples he gave, I think I better not give all of the examples, because there's not so much time. You can get the idea of his Guru Nista and his very powerful, forceful preaching. In the same way, he said, in that same forcefulness, he also, our Srila Prabhupada came here and was telling about his dream that Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada was telling him, yes, you must take sannyas. In the same forceful way, he encouraged him, yes, you take sannyas. By that encouragement, Prabhupada took sannyas and he encouraged him that Guru Maharaj has given you the order to preach. You know how to speak English very nicely. Why don't you go there and preach? So somehow or other, without any money, without anything, getting a ride on a free ride on a steamship with no money, this old copy of Bhagavad Gita, some free volume of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he went there. And he said, just like this Vivekananda, he's so famous in India for going to American preach, but nobody in America knows even who he is. In fact, he went to America, not only did he not preach there, he took their idea and brought it back to America, I mean to India. He went there, and this idea that the Daridra Narayan is to be worshipped and not our Lord Narayan, that the poor man is God, this is a Christian idea. He said instead of teaching them anything, he brought back this bogus idea and it spread it all over India and ruined everything. Like that. He said, but actually Prabhupada, he went there, our Prabhupada went there by the inspiration of Keshav Maharaj, and he preached all over the world in thousands of languages and printed books in thousands of languages. He brought those same Western boys and girls back here with big fat sikhas and tilak and nikpis and dhoti and kirta and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And this also fulfilled the prediction made by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who said that very soon a time will come when these white people will come here with big thick sikhas and nikpis and dhoti and tilak. And together with our Bharati brothers, our Indian brothers, they will raise their hands in the air and they will all chant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Jaya Chaitanya Gadadhara, Sri Vasudevi Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this way, one time he gives another very nice story. That how Keshav Maharaj, when the Gaudiya Math, there was some disturbance after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, that he was always trying to gather those devotees together and encourage them. And he was always thinking how to serve the devotees. And one time, this very important person, is Narayan Mukherjee, is he? Mukherjee. He came here with many, many very important disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, and they were all here, and Keshav Maharaj was thinking, now what can I do? How can I serve them? They're all here. I have nothing. I'm totally destitute. And he was just thinking, I have to give them something to eat. What can I do? At that time, a sparrow came by and dropped a little coin, 25 pice. Of course, that time, 25 pice was like 50 rupees nowadays. That's many years ago. So some sparrow, he was just praying like, how can I serve these old great Vaishnavas that come? What can I give them? And nothing. This sparrow dropped this coin, so he immediately ran to the market. He bought so much burfi. Sandesh. He bought a whole bunch of sandesh. He gave it to all of the devotees. And all of the devotees became very happy. One even came forward and gave him 100 rupees. He began to cry. Just some sparrow came and gave me a little coin. And now you're giving me 100. It's turned into 100 rupees. So like that. There's many different stories he told. I think we're running out of time, but the main thing was, well, we should tell that one, that it's very important to understand Guru Nista, because he was again made this point that I don't know anybody, I don't know Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I don't know Viswanath Chakravarti, I don't know Prabhu or Sanatan, I don't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't know Krishna, I don't know Ramchandra, All I know is Prabhupada, one time in, there was one sabha, one assembly, they were discussing one point that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in his tika on the Upadeshamrita verse that says that if a person even once from his mouth comes Krishna Nam, then we can respect him within the mind. If he has taken diksha, then we can pay our dandavas. If he's a Parama Vaishnava, then we should do service of him. Then, yeah, so, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that in his tika that if any person even once from his mouth, then he's definitely a Vaishnava. And Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada said that only those who have taken diksha and who are doing bhajan, he can be considered Vaishnava. So there was a big dispute about this, and they asked Bhakti Prakash Keshav Maharaj what was his opinion. He said, all I know is Bhakti said, whatever Prabhupada has given me, that is all I know. Whatever he has said, he has explained perfectly. There's no difference between what they're saying. He is simply explaining perfectly what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. That's all I know. So in this way, he showed very, very strict adherence to the path of Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, who was guiding us on our journey back to Godhead. So we should always strictly take full shelter and follow his line. And we should always take this example of Guru Nista. Therefore, he's praying to all of the devotees who are present here that please, somehow or other, you all give mercy to me so that I can somehow or other follow the path of my spiritual master who's following Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, who's following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna, that somehow or other I can get some Guru Nista in this way.
He has every quality what is bhakti. So, and better to all those who have come here and they have helped me and they have encouraged my utsaha in this, I am very, very better to you all. Now you will be our Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of the spiritual master. He should always stand and serve Guru Pita and this Guru. Om Pramana.